Police arrested what they are calling one of the biggest computer hackers in the region. Police say there are thousands of victims whose identity he has stolen. KDKA's Christine Sorensen is live with that story, new at 11. Christine, tell us about this.
Well, Batrice State Police say that Michael Wally hacked into or attempted to hack into thousands of computers, and then he shared that information with other hackers around the world. And they say he stole 2,000 credit card numbers, then bought things using those numbers. Michael Wally's only 21 and owns his own computer company, HBX Networks, in New Kensington. But police say what's advertised as a computer repair business is really a front for computer hacking.
He actually detailed a confession on his website in so many words.
Words and numbers. On his website, Wally states he's dialed into more than 100,000 numbers known as war dialing. Police say that attempt to access other computers is illegal, and Wally admits hacking, according to the affidavit. Vincent Ray, who works for HBX, says Wally's a genius and means no harm.
Michael has hacked, and he would be the first to admit it, but the kind of computer hacking Mike has done was never financial hacking. It wasn't hacking to get into big companies. It's just, you know, messing around with the phone system here, messing around with somebody's database here.
But police say evidence from 15 computers they seized in May shows Wally also illegally got 2,000 personal credit card numbers and made charges on some. Victims are from as close as Pittsburgh and Ligonier and as far as Hong Kong. But police say money was not the main motive.
He was just, for the most part, attempting to gain access into computers just to see if he could.
And Wally faces 274 felony charges related to illegal use of a computer and 42 counts of identity theft. If convicted, he could spend years and years in jail. Right now, he's in the Westmoreland County Jail on $50,000 bond. Reporting live at State Police Headquarters in Indiana, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV News.
Yes, it's true, people. It's true. It is currently, I'll go ahead and post up the date. Currently, it's Thursday, September 4th at 1:25 a.m. in the morning. We're joined with Abbott and so Noguera.
What's going on?
Dom.
Stop.
And of course, me. It's true what you just heard. That was a news report that was local, I believe, in New Kensington, Pennsylvania. Hairball is in jail. Hairball is being prosecuted. Abbott has the details of that, the updated press release, and the update is a little bit different than the news broadcast that you just heard. Abbott, do you want to go into the update?
Basically, Hairball is being charged with 274 felony charges. In Pennsylvania, a felony can get you 7 years in jail, so ultimately, you could be looking at 1,918 years in jail. This all started, let's go back to May, when the shell server Nova was taken offline. It really wasn't hit by a lightning storm, as some of you may think it was. The feds took away the box because of the HBX war dialing project. And when they took that box, they went through the data, and on some user's shell account on the Nova box, they found massive amounts of credit cards, logs pertaining to computer intrusions, identity theft, and just what everything else you can imagine. Shit, what do I say? I'm just gonna edit this out this part. I'm thinking, shit.
You wanna just do it again?
No, I'll just edit it like right as fucked up. Let's see. And then, on August 31st, on August 31st, the state police again raided HBX Networks, taking Luna and all the other computer systems that they had in the office. He's being held in West Moreland County Jail for $50,000 bond. And we're working to set up a defense fund right now. Shit, I kind of fucked that up.
Shit, I just restarted.
All right, I'll start my part. Okay. Hairball is... Oh, I need some speed. Basically, what's going on is Hairball is being held for 274 felony charges in the state of Pennsylvania. Each charge is worth 7 years in prison. Ultimately, he's looking at 1,918 years in jail. While they're trying to find more evidence of wrongdoing from the recent raid, which occurred on August 31st, this August 31st raid stems back to May 14th. Some of you may have thought Nova was taken out by a lightning storm, where in fact it was raided by the FBI because of
the state
because of the war dialing project. They took the box, they went through the data, and they found massive amounts of credit card information, things pertaining to identity theft, illegal computer access, and that's why he was served the warrant on the 31st. I'm not sure why it took that long for them to do so. However, they apprehended him there, like I said, yesterday. Well, not yesterday, that was the 31st, 2 days ago. They brought him to New Kensington County Jail, where they arraigned him. They transferred him over to Westmoreland County Jail, which I believe is in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And currently he's being held for $50,000 bond. And his preliminary hearing is September 9th. Does anyone have anything else to add to this?
Yeah, I just think it's really messed up that they're holding him on things that, you know, that he didn't do. Because obviously Mike did not do any computer intrusions on his own box, for one thing. I mean, he just doesn't have the time. We're talking about a guy that has two jobs and runs a computer repair business on the side just to scrape money together, you know, and they're going to turn around and say that he was hacking into all these banks, you know. Well, where's the money? You know, I mean, there's no burden of proof to things that they have him on or pulled out of other people's shells, you know, their own shells that they established on Mike's box. You know, I mean, Mike didn't do that. Mike wasn't into credit card fraud. Mike was not into identity theft. You know, Mike was not into breaking into people's systems, you know, into people's databases that he did not have permission to access. Everything that Mike has accessed over the computer, he had permission. You know, I mean, you can go through, like, back episodes of the Hacksaw Radio Show and the old Hacksaw Laser Show. And you can hear the accounts of, you know, like when Mike admittedly accessed people's systems, you know, and therefore even had permission to do so. I mean, back with the Fifth Hope, you know, when he accessed Telerama, you know, he had the guy's permission. You know, every instance when he was doing computer intrusion, you know, once he got HBX going, he had permission. You know, so for him to turn around and say that, you know, that he was hacking into all these banks and, you know, committing identity theft, you know, it's just unsubstantiated. The fact that it's on the box itself, you know, is not warrant enough. It's not, because it's somebody else's shell, you know. I mean, this is just showing how sloppy the feds and the states are when, you know, they take vague laws and apply it to individuals. I mean, the Wardow law in the state of Pennsylvania is so vague that, you know, just by you dialing a number, you are technically committing a felony in the state of Pennsylvania. That is how vague this law is. If you dial a phone number and just happen to reach a modem on the other end, you just committed a felony. That's 7 years. That's how vague this law is.
You also may have committed two felonies because it sent you a prompt, most likely, that asked you to log in.
Right.
Which is also a
felony. You caused it to make a function. There's two felonies. You know, so that's 14 years right there. You know, according to Pennsylvania's own law.
Which is totally unconstitutional.
Very unconstitutional is that. Set aside, Mike, these laws, they're so vague. You know, it seems like, whenever they really want to just try and nail somebody to the wall, they use these really vague laws that, every American citizen, that lives in the state of Pennsylvania, can be, just turned around and, put on them,
Yeah, that's why we need to get the word out more and get people more, get people to realize this stuff.
Jesus, if you guys want to turn around and help out Mike, we're taking a collection for a paid attorney for him. Because, we're not worried about bailing him out, because bailing him out, that's $50,000. I mean, 10% was collateral. But, he just might be getting prosecuted by the feds. He's got a really good case where he can beat it, at trial. He can seriously beat it at trial, and in order for him to do that, he's got to have a lawyer. He can't have some U.S. pretender, court-appointed U.S. attorney, or, if they keep it state, which I doubt that they will, some district attorney, that works for them, some public pretender. We got to get him a lawyer, and we need your guys' help out there for that. Mike didn't even do anything, sure, with people in the past, that got caught in the act, there was whole movements for them, and now they're saying that Mike is one of the biggest hackers of the year, one of the most notorious hackers of this year, and by him doing these things, that he did not do these things, that's what we're trying to spread the word about, is that he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. All he did was he turned around, he ran a free shell project for people in the community and people in the nation, that didn't have internet access, and turn around, maybe goes to the library, and gets on the internet, and, they can't save anything. So it was set up so they can save things on the shell, not to mention that HBX is a nonprofit organization. That nonprofit that was started in Florida, and things that he was trying to do for the community, he ran a computer repair business, he held down two jobs. These are not the acts of a man that's, some vicious hacker, trying to hack into banks. Where is the money? There's no money. There's no evidence of him using these, credit cards. There's no evidence of him using these identities. There's no evidence at all. It's not even on his home, in his own personal shell. It was in somebody else's shell, that just happened to be on his box. Abbott, do you know how many registered users there were on Nova when it, right before I got seized?
There were at least 6,000 users, and as anyone knows, if somebody had 6,000 children, there's no way they could possibly look over all of them.
Exactly. Not to mention how many times Nova could have gotten rooted.
Exactly.
Let's not forget that. We're talking about a shell project, that could have just got backdoored and boat raped so many times, and nobody was even aware, because they didn't destroy anything. There were times when, where, a log files were lost, that, things in the system were, like just gone, to where, the administrators and Mike had to go back and redo the system. We're talking about a computer system, something that is flawed, because of, standard human error. It wouldn't have been anything for people to root Mike's box, and just put that stuff in there without his knowledge. We're talking about at least 6,000 registered users. There is no way Mike can oversee all of that on his own, on an individual, folder by folder, email basis.
Right.
And you guys have anything?
Oh, I wanted to.
I think,
Go ahead.
I think it's mainly an issue of liability. You've got an ISP, they've got customers, because the whole thing was based around it being a free shell account. So, you've got an ISP, someone hacks or someone, you know, uploads something bad to an ISP, it's not their fault. It's, the liability is off their shoulders, so I think that hopefully we'll see the same come true in Mike's case.
I want to denounce some of the media's rumors. There were not thousands of credit cards. The actual number that they found was was between 2,000 and 2,500 cards. Just basically, if you have any questions for the legitimacy of your information, please contact us, because we've seen a lot of the press releases, and 99% of those are misinformed and they're not correct. You can contact us at 1-206-202-9064. That number can receive voicemail or it can receive faxes. You can also contact us at helpmike.org@comcast.net, www.hbx.us, and www.helpmike.org. If you don't want to take our word for it, you can take the Westmoreland County's prison word for it, and you can reach them at 724-830-6000. Their fax number is 724-830-6006. You can log on to helpmike.org and HBX, and you can help donate to Mike Wally Defense Fund, where we're setting up a fund so that he can afford a decent lawyer so he doesn't get screwed over by the state. I'd like to thank various newspapers for contacting me and wanting the real information about what happened, and everyone who's been helping us so far. We obviously can't do this by ourselves, but eventually we will do this, and we will set him free.
Yeah, I wanted to make an analogy about this. I was thinking, you know, like, people can go to a gun shop and buy a gun, right? The guy gives them the gun, you know, after the clearance and all that. And then this guy who just bought the gun goes and shoots someone. Well, the guy who sold him the gun is not responsible for it, even though he provided it for him. You know, it wasn't his fault that that guy went out and shot the guy. That's what I'm thinking about it.
Right. I mean, it even says that they're disclaimers. You know, I mean, there's rules to buying a gun that they have to adhere to. You know, that they have to give to the customer that's buying the gun. Well, that's just like, you know, setting up an HBL shell. You know, to set up your own shell on HBX, you had to go through the same rules. You know, I mean, and, you know, for the computer misuse, you know, I mean, it was said that, you know, that if you misuse any of it, you know, your account will be terminated. Note that when Luna was set up this last time, there was about, at last count that I knew, 83 people whose accounts were deleted because of misuse, you know, by them either running sidebounds or unauthorized hacking. I mean, it even states in the disclaimer on the HBX shell project that if you misuse, you know, any of it, your account will be terminated. You know, I mean, Mike was very open about that.
Yeah.
That, you know, if there is any hacking going on, you know, it is assumed that you have the permission of the original owners of the system or of that box.
Unfortunately,
I think we're all just a little shook up.
Unfortunately, some unscrupulous users decided to use the account for fraudulent purposes, and basically, I seriously hope the logs are still intact on that box, because when the feds go through that, they're going to see that it wasn't him, and whoever
find it ironic that he's trying to help people, and the same people that he's trying to help have, you know, caused him to get arrested. So, fuck those people.
I mean, people don't understand, like, Mike lives in a Commonwealth state, you know, like, Commonwealth, you know, the laws in the Commonwealth state are a lot more messed up, you know, for an innocent man to be, you know, getting tried under, you know, because the laws are just so big. You know, these laws can also be applied to any normal citizen in the state of Pennsylvania. You know, I mean, if you misdial a number, you know, you've committed a felony. I mean, that's what people just don't understand. And these are the same laws that, you know, Mike is being bowed underneath. You know, I mean,
that's crazy.
We gotta turn around and try and, you know, like, at least, you know, switch the laws around. You know, I mean, we gotta get Mike a lawyer. I mean, you know, we have to really, you know, do the rallying cry here. You know, because Mike didn't do anything. Mike is an innocent man. You know.
And even if he wasn't, you don't put somebody in jail for 2,000 years to just access the system. I mean,
2,000 people.
You take rapists and murderers and you throw them in jail for 5 years. You know, all this kid allegedly did was access the system, and you want to throw his entire 21-year-old life away. Now, just think about that. I want you to embed this image in your head and never fucking forget it. Because look what you're doing to somebody. He didn't do anything. What if this was you? What if this was you who went to fax somebody and accidentally dialed a pool of numbers? What if this was you in there? Put yourself in his position and realize where we're coming from. Even if he had committed these crimes, this is still a fucking bogus charge. And that's all there is to it. It's just bogus. And whoever created these laws and whoever is prosecuting him should be ashamed of themselves. I would throw myself personally off a fucking cliff onto a pile of spikes if I were you. Because you're just the fucking scum of the earth. And that's like what I have to fucking say to you for now.
Amen.
End rant.
No, but I mean, the law is just too darn vague. I mean, it really is. The law is left with such a giant loophole that anybody going about their normal day, you know, in their life, being that, you know, they could be a telemarketer, you know, they could work for a real estate company, they could work at, you know, any corporate office, and even these people are still bound under that same law. If they misdial a number, you know, I mean, they committed a felony. That's what they don't understand. I mean, it's so easy for them just to come in and arrest you. You know, being the fact that these laws are just too vague. You know, I think the laws should at least be rewritten, you know, to start to itemize instead of, you know, just be vague in this, you know, giant gray area.
And once this is done, people won't be pressed for things they didn't do like this. Even if they were war dialing, that doesn't mean they have an intention to crack a system. They just might be curious what's around there.
Right. And like the essence of war dialing, you know, generally is dialing numbers in sequential order. You know, you dial one number, you see what it is. You go one number higher, you dial that, you see what it is. You dial one number higher, you see what that is. You know, I mean, Mike was not trying to gain access to, you know, systems that lay beyond it.
No. Well, I mean, even if it's a crime, I mean, it's a crime of curiosity. It's like poking your head into, like looking at a window from a street. You know, you're not entering the house. You're not doing anything. You're just looking at something that's there.
Right.
And you know, you're not breaking and entering. You're not doing anything. That's I really wish they would not make these laws. You know, like you said, so vague and it's so strict because it's like you really honestly haven't done anything.
Exactly. He's just, you know, if anything, he's just grabbing the banner, which is publicly available. I mean, you just dial up a number, tell that to a machine, and it just gives you the banner. What's so wrong with that? You're not access trying to break in.
We don't need permission to browse the World Wide Web. And it's
exactly.
No different than
war, and just war tackling is something that's kind of
browsing the telephone system.
Yeah, it's not done anymore. No one knows about it. I mean, that's the thing. Do you have permission to go to Google.com? Do you have Google's strict permission to go to their website and use their search engine? No, it's there. You're accessing it and you're using it. They want you to use it. What's the difference with war tackling? I don't see it as a crime. Now, you know, testing, trying to break in or whatever, yeah, that's there is a line. There's a fine line. And, you know, but I don't think it's bad enough you've got these local laws, and then on top of that, you've got
the federal,
the digital, yeah, Digital and Copyright Act, and you've got the Patriot Act. So now, you know, you're just fogged.
Yeah. I mean, just all around the board, the laws are just too big when it comes down to cybercrime. You know, what the true definition of cybercrime is. You know, that in itself is such a gray area.
You know, it's just that people have to go to jail before rich old white guys see that things like this are happening.
Unfortunately, most of law enforcement, besides the computer tech division, and even them, don't fully understand what's going on because they just haven't been there and done that.
Well, not to mention, okay, just talking about law enforcement real quick, the New Kensington computer crime division is made up of two people. One that is a public official, which is, I believe, is Trooper Brewey, and let's see, a civilian. I believe it's a woman. I want to say Karen. I'm not sure of her name, but a civilian. I mean, that makes up the computer crime division in New Kensington. You know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, a paid official that is asking Mr. Wally how to get into his system. You know, I mean, he was running BSD. You know, I mean, this guy didn't even know how to run BSD. Michael was totally cooperative in telling him how to run BSD, how to get into BSD, you know, how to get onto his box. You know, every step of the way, he has been 100% cooperative, you know, and like, telling him, like, how to go through Nova, I mean, everything, you know. I mean, Michael did not know that, you know, that all of this stuff was, you know, just sitting on Nova. I mean, there was over 6,000 registered users on Nova. 6,000 individuals. I mean, that is a small population, you know, for a city. I mean, do you know what is in everybody's house? You know, I mean, look at it that way. You know, you do not know what's in their closets. You don't know what's in their basements. I mean, we're talking about a small city, you know. After you listen to this episode, just go take a walk some night in your city. Go find 6,000 houses and then try and wonder what's in each of those. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. There's no way that Mike could monitor all that activity, you know. I mean, geez, I mean, he had things set in place. He had programs running where if there was computer intrusion, like, he would know about it, you know. I mean, there are still programs that can counteract the programs that he was running. There is no possible way that he could have known everything that was going on with the Shell Project. No possible way. I mean, it stems back all the way back, you know, back into the 80s when, you know, hackers used to use university computers for space. You know, those universities didn't know anything that was going on. And hackers used to use, you know, those supercomputers to hack off of. You know, did the dean get thrown in jail? No. Did the head of the science lab get thrown in jail? No. You know? So what do? They turn around and they pick on, you know, some lowly, you know, kid. You know? You never heard of, you know, the head of, you know, Paul Alto going to jail because his supercomputer, you know, was used, you know, to hack banks. You know? I mean, he's still the system administrator. He's still in possession of that giant supercomputer. You know, he didn't go to jail. You know, I mean, it's very selective. You know, the laws just seem to be very selective of the people that they choose to incarcerate. You know, they are hoping because they know that if he takes it to trial and he has a good lawyer, that he'll end up beating it. You know, and if not beating it, getting off with probation. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, they're counting on the fact that, you know, Mike doesn't have, you know, proper funds for, you know, a U.S. attorney. You know, if it does go to federal trial, because it gets into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, and they are betting on that. They are betting on him to plea bargain out, to do time, to pay a big fine, and then be restricted on computer and phone use.
Well, I'd like to say a quote that I was watching a show called Fam TV. It was on Lamb TV. And these activists on the TV channel, and they're talking, and this lady said a quote that stuck in my mind. She said, "It's not a matter of whether the state, whether you're breaking a law in the state or not. It's a matter of if a big company wants you, or some government agency wants you. It doesn't matter if you break the law or not. If they want you, they're going to get you."
And that's very true.
Yeah.
Not to mention elections are starting to come around. We got the campaigning thing going on, you know, and I think that they're just going to try and make Mike the poster boy this year for hackers. I really do. That's messed up.
I'm just going to edit this part over here, but, like, is Zach coming on here?
Yeah, I just sent him a message. Actually, I sent him news article about Mike, and he didn't realize that it was terrible. He didn't put two and two together, so he just messaged me back tonight, and he's freaking out, and he says he wants help, so I just sent him the number to call in. I don't know where he's at, though, but he said that he wants to start a campaign and everything.
Okay.
Great. He's a very good person to have on our side.
Right. Because we really got to get a movement going here. I mean, Mike did.
Yeah, I'm not going to just stand by. Yeah, it's bad enough to go down for shit that you did, you know, and even though that war dialing and all this stuff, it's not like a crime. It's bad enough if you do it. You're not even, you know, this other shit, you know, not even doing it. Oh, God, I couldn't even imagine.
Going down for somebody else's computer in our KB. I mean, geez, they're going to try and turn around and, you know, try and link him to cyber terrorism, you know.
I know. I'm just waiting for that. Just waiting for, you know, you're no longer a hacker, you're not a terrorist.
Yeah, but we definitely need to get the word out. That's probably the most important thing to do right now, to get more support.
Yeah, well, we just gotta make sure everyone knows who he is, and, you know, because it's very easy in this world now. You don't have that. I mean, there's no face to a name. Everyone's on the internet. You know, you're just a username. So when someone just disappears, it's not really like they're really gone. But knowing Mike personally, you know, it's really fucked up to think that he's gone right now.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, if everyone who read 2600 magazine would send in a dollar, we'd have well over the limit that we want for money, because there's tons of people that read the magazine itself.
Yeah. Well, there's 80,000 registered users on Hackness site, and I think he's really going to help us out with this one. So, I mean, you know, there's 80,000 people. I mean, now HBX alone raised almost $1,000 for a new shell server. Now, hopefully people will show that sort of support for Mike himself.
Yeah.
I mean, I already got people saying, hey, I got a few extra bucks, whatever, you know, and talking about throwing it in, just when and where.
And once again, if you guys want to find out where, just go to www.hbx.us for more details on how you can help in the cause. And make sure to pass the links along to your friends. They've actually, you know, officially mentioned this handle that, you know, Michael Wally is Hairball.
redneck, except he didn't do it, you know? Could get really big, really fast.
And Mitnick was guilty.
Yeah, exactly.
He was guilty. I mean, it did I mean, they wanted to free him on a technicality. You know? But I mean, you know, you're in this situation, you have somebody that is, you know, that is innocent of the charges that's presently filed against him. You know, that is being wrongfully detained, you know, under the charges that are against him. You know, and it's just totally bogus. You know, they're turning around and charging him with, you know, with you know, a law that can easily apply to anybody that everybody in the state of Pennsylvania is bound under right now. You know, I mean, if you turn around and you dial the wrong number, you know, you just committed a felony. You know, if that number goes to the, you know, goes to the that's not, you know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, like news broadcasts, you know, in the paper. paper, you know, I mean, they had people that's going to read that as, like, you know, potential jurors, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to already come into the case with this preconceived notion of who Michael Wally really is, and that's not him at all. You know, I mean, that's just how messed up the politics of, you know, of cybercrime cases are.
Because they're just scared. So many smart people out there who aren't on their side.
Not necessarily that aren't on their side, but they've already turned away. You know, yeah, they've already said, well, screw you, you know. It's like, well,
exactly.
If you run down the path of trying to use your skills, you know, legitimately, you know, or, you know, like, respectfully, I guess you could say, you know, and then they get turned away, it's like, well, what the heck are you supposed to do?
Yeah. And they just end up getting busted for trying to help. It kind of discourages you.
Alright. Well, I think we should wrap it up. We're just kind of repeating ourselves.
Alright. About ready to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Alright, well, people out there, once again, Abbott will go ahead and post up the numbers and how to contact us for help with the Lincoln case.
Okay, can we get the file?
You can go to the website www.hbx.us. That's www.hotelbravoxray.ukraine. www.hbx.us. And do you have the numbers?
Yeah, you can hit up hbx.us like Johnny just said. You can contact us by voice or fax at 1-206-202-9064. You may email us at helpmike.org@comcast.net. You can contact the Westmoreland County Prison, where Hairball's currently being held, at 724-830-6000. You may fax them at 724-830-6006. Again, 724-830-6006. Sorry about that. Their address is 3000 South Grand Boulevard, Greensburg, Pennsylvania, 15601. You can log on to helpmike.org as well, where we are setting up the Mike Wally Defense Fund, and we will be setting up a campaign too, hopefully with some other people. We do not have an interface yet where we can accept credit cards. However, we can accept money orders, checks, cash. We can also, you can purchase a Hacksaw radio poster from cafepress.com/helpmike. The poster is $7.99, and we get $3 profit from the sale, which goes to the Mike Wally Defense Fund. Basically, if you can help us in any way, even if it's just telling your friends about hbx.us, that's help enough. Of course, if you can donate, that's good too. Again, for the media, if the media has any questions, you can also contact us at those places. If you want to dispel myths and rumors, we can help you do that, so that you're not printing BS in your papers and making people look bad. I would just like to point out one more thing that I watched on KDK Pittsburgh. They said that HBX Network is a front for computer hacking. That is not true. HBX Network is a legitimate business, as you may find by searching various government websites which list registered businesses.
Right. They are registered as an HBX Network is registered as a nonprofit organization.
And like I said earlier, I think I may have anyway, you do not need a storefront with computers to hack or freak or crack or do whatever you want to do. You can do this from anywhere. You can do this from an airplane with your cell phone, from a park bench on a payphone. You don't need to set up a store to front your activities. That's just totally bogus. HBX is a legitimate business, as I said, and it has legitimate customers where they help repair people's PCs. And basically, by spreading the word that it's a front for hacking, you're destroying somebody's business, which isn't right morally or like ethically. We've just got HBX up and running again, all of us, where he's actually been able to accept new business, and by people saying degrading things like that, you're just destroying his income, which he doesn't have a lot of already. That's basically all I have to say. Like, if you have any questions, contact us, any comments, any way to help, what have you, just please drop us a line. Again, that's www.hpx.us. Does anyone have anything else to say?
Free Wally.
Yeah, Free Wally. Actually, I believe that on the front page of HBX, I think there might be a web button.
Right, there's a link for the press.
What's that?
I put up a link for the press to access.
Okay, what about like a web button for our affiliates, like hackthesite.org?
That will be up tonight before 3 a.m. Eastern.
Nice. So everybody that's listening to this, also you can go up there and grab the web button and have a point to HBX for the helplink.org.
And in return, you'll get a link back to your site as well.
Very nice. So, because we really need to hear.